This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Polls out. I hate this poll. You guys are, I get to use the same argument, but I get to use it on opposite sides. You guys are living in the past. 62% say Cordell Stewart was the better college quarterback than Shedeur Sanders. He was not better. Not better.
So obviously, if you look up, I'm getting texts
not
from
better.
People looking up just the stats and are like, oh my God. Like Cordell's stats are horrendous.
You know it's bad when Keith agrees with me.
But
he threw a Hail Mary against Michigan, and that's what you guys remember. Was not better.
Well, it's the fact that he had an 11-1 year.
Yeah,
right.
Finished number three.
Yeah, they finished number three.
They were a really good football team, and
would
I have
made
to admit,
the playoff.
I have to admit, Zach, when he says the standard was higher at that time, Zach is right. Zach is right about that. But you took 1-11 with you, your buddy, and a bunch of strangers, and over 2 years made it 8-4. I don't think we realize how hard that is to do.
Well,
it's so hard.
Kenny, I do. I mean, I've given him so much credit for all of that. I mean, we have been big Shedeur Sanders fans. It's been fun talking about Colorado. I think they've been one of the most interesting teams over the last 2 years to talk about.
I think the one thing
football.
That we're missing is, Ken, is that worth going from 1-11 to 8-4? Is what you said, right?
Yeah.
In 2 years?
Yeah.
That's worth retiring a jersey over?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what started the conversation for those that missed it.
Because it's not
that's
just
a
people
very
what
interesting
what they,
yeah that
yeah,
you just gave.
They're retiring Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders jerseys at the spring game coming up this Saturday. It's not just like when he joined the team. He was there, what, 90 through 94, I think it was?
Cordell,
Bill McCartney's worst season was year three. He was 1-10.
Mm-hmm.
Can't believe they didn't fire him after that. My God. But he ended and this is a great coach, by the way. Then he was 7-5, 6-6, 7-4, 8-4, 11-1, 11-1-1. That's when they had the national championship season. 8-3. This is during Cordell's time now. 9-2, 8-3, 11-1 under Bill McCartney. Before Shedeur Sanders got there, you're looking at Carl Durrell, who was 4-2 in the 2020 mm-hmm. year, 4-8, 1-11. Mel Tucker, well, we know how Mel Tucker ended up at Michigan State, people were excited over 5-7. The best season that Mike McIntyre had was 10-4 in 2016. Other than that, he was either 5-7, 2-10, or 4-8. John Embry was terrible. Dan Hawkins, the best thing that anybody remembers out of that guy was the it's not intramurals, brother argument. Mm-hmm. And then before that, they had decent, underlined decent seasons with Gary Barnett in the early 2000s.
Yeah, Kenny, we're,
other than that, they were trash.
Nobody is confused. Like, nobody's saying Shedeur wasn't a good college quarterback. It was more kind of going back and remembering that, wow, Colorado did have other good teams.
Yeah.
They had other good players. Why haven't their numbers been retired?
That I don't know. That's their school, and I don't pay that close of attention to their school. Rashan Salaam is on here. Byron Wizard-White is on here. John Romig, the guard, is on here. Bobby Anderson, and now Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders.
Now, where does Cordell Stewart get drafted in today's NFL? Because back then, he went...
Where does Shedeur Sanders or Cordell Stewart?
It's Cordell Stewart. He went 60th. He went in the second round because, what do we know? Like, obviously, Charlie Ward, you know, what Tommy Frazier. You know, we could go back and look at all those guys that were running, you know, some version of the option. And they were just ruled out. You know, NFL teams were completely ruling them out at that point.
Well, you had a better running game, so they probably put the ball in the air more now. So Cordell Stewart's numbers would probably be better. So I have to grant you that. Probably first round.
Oh, I think.
I'm guessing.
God, I'll always wonder if, you know, Charlie Ward would have played in today's college football.
Probably first round.
Yeah.
First round. Oh, Keith doesn't agree with me. And oh, and now he's on the hotline. Great. This will be fun. All right. Hi.
I honestly just called to see how fast Mitch was slapping me on hold, and it was like 2.5 seconds. I'm seeing if I can beat every time he puts me on hold.
I've been texting him. I've been texting him because he's up in the other room, and I'm trying to be patient. I know his job's getting harder, but I'm like, I see these phones ringing,
really,
and I go,
to have a conversation with the person next to him right now, so I think that's maybe why he got on hold.
McKenzie.
I just wanted to clear the air with. I do not agree with your awful take on this, Ken. I think you're misreading what the actual argument is in some facets. Like,
talk down to me.
We're arguing who the better quarterback overall is. We're arguing who the better college quarterback is. And I think because of what you guys were just talking about, the era that they played in makes a huge difference in the style of offense. Like, Cordell had a huge arm. We all know that. Obviously, you mentioned the Hail Mary that he threw against Michigan in 94. But if he had thrown the ball 40 times a game with that arm, his stats would not look like they do. Like,
Have I said stats once? I've not said stats one time.
No, but I'm saying Lima started the segment pointing out that people were pointing to the...
Okay, well, call those people and argue with them.
Interceptions. But if you're just looking at the stats, like, you can't just go by that when you're talking about 30 years in difference on when a guy played college football. Like,
not looking at the stats.
I think the fact that Cordell's traits played to the era that he played in. Like, he rushed for 500-600 yards in both of his last two seasons at Colorado, which played into the strength of their offense.
Shador Sanders doesn't play into the strengths of their offense at Colorado now? Because, again, you've mentioned stats twice, and I've not mentioned stats at all.
And, you know, and to be fair,
like,
yeah, to be fair to both of you,
to be fair,
Cordell Stewart did have Michael Westbrook. And obviously, Shador has Travis Hunter. Now, Cordell was 27.
I got another video for seeing Michael Westbrook.
Good. Cordell was 27. I think I've seen it. Cordell was 27-5-1 as a starter in 3 years. That's all I'm saying. Like, if we're going to retire Shador, how are we not doing that with Cordell Stewart?
Yeah, well, I agree with that. I don't know how they're. I get the Travis Hunter. He won the Heisman and everything. Probably is the best player they've ever had in terms of just the skill set.
Yep.
But I don't know how you're retiring Shador if you don't have Cordell. Like, that just makes zero sense to me.
Well, I don't know why they don't have Cordell Stewart's number retired either. Okay, I'm not saying that Cordell Stewart's number doesn't belong to be retired. I just think Shador Sanders is the better college quarterback. It isn't that it doesn't make Cordell Stewart garbage for all the arguments that I've given. Of course, I don't know how I'm employed here. Keith hates every freaking argument I've ever made over 13 years, so it doesn't matter.
I didn't hate
the that. Day you ever agree with me is the day I'll kiss your bare ass, because you never agreed with me in 13 years. Did he hang up?
Gone.
He hung
Must
up.
Be gone.
Cleve for life in our social media reaction, always brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers.
Damn
Cleveland's
it.
Premier jewelry store says, their numbers are getting retired because they just gave Primetime $50 million, and he probably wasn't going to sign if they didn't retire his kid's number. Okay. You know, that does sometimes Occam's razor, right? Sometimes sometimes it's a little easier. We just did two segments over it. Maybe it was that easy. It was a lot of money. Is that a nice negotiating tactic?
I mean, yeah, what else are they going to do?
Yeah, what are they going to do?
Didn't even think about that.
Maybe they can make his kid's song the alma mater.
Could they sit there and tell them that, hey, we have to wait? No, watch them retire Cordell's number next year then.
Okay. We are, obviously, we are going down a bad path.
I got to tell you,
in all of sports, about the retired numbers thing and statues, and we're obviously doing
that was the biggest Joe Thomas thing.
Yeah.
Like, people are like, why isn't his number retired? It's like, you gotta wait until he makes the Hall of Fame. The NFL's crazy about retired numbers. They do not want you to do it. They want you to do a lot of things in the NFL before you retire a number as an organization.